Well, you know, those last couple of songs they sang messed my message all up. And this is what the Lord said to me. I want you to listen. Before Jesus could ever be the king, he had to be the lamb. And I love that passage over in Revelation chapter 5. They may be able to put it on the screen, but if not, I can find it. Fifth chapter, where it talks, you know, it's amazing that in heaven, the focus is not on Jesus as the king until you get over to the last part of the book of Revelation. The focus in the first part of Revelation is on Jesus as the Lamb. And it's in Revelation chapter 5, and I'm almost there. The Revelation is the last book in the Bible. And I want you to listen how John on the Isle of Patmos never got over what Jesus had done for him. And boy, they just had a wonderful, wonderful time praising the Lord. You know, it says about Jesus that the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne. You are worthy, O Lord, speaking about Jesus, to receive glory and honor and power. You created all things, and by you all things exist. And then it gets over there, and they look for somebody to open the seals. So once again, they're going to start talking about Jesus. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy, Jesus, to take the scroll and to open its seals. Now why? For you were slain. See, the focus is not on Jesus as the king. The focus here is on Jesus as the Lamb. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Every Lamb that was ever slain at the Passover was a reminder that the Lamb of God was coming. And I remember what John the Baptist said of him. Can you imagine? The Jews understood it. First announcement, he said, behold, not the king, but behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What a great announcement for the one who would be in every way the king. You're worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and you redeemed us to God by your blood. I can't get over that word redeemed. It means purchased. Purchased. Paid for. You know that hymn, don't you? Redeemed how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And redeemed us by your blood out of every tongue, every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. And this is what it says about what he did for us. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Then verse 12, listen to what, they can't get over the Lamb. They just can't get over him. They're saying again, the elders, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. You know, Jesus, being the Lamb, could then be the king. You see, we all had the same problem. The same problem. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. But the Lord laid on him, the Lamb of God, the iniquity of us all. We celebrate the Lamb of God today on this Mother's Day because without Jesus being the Lamb of God, there would be no forgiveness of sin. There would be no assurance of eternal life. There would be no guarantee that we would see our loved ones who've gone before in heaven. Before there ever had to be a crown, and there had to be a throne, there had to be a cross. And no wonder heaven is magnifying the Lamb of God. I can assure you, when we go to be with the Lord, of course we're going to bow before the King. But we'll be just like the rest of these people. We'll say, Lord, I wouldn't be here if you hadn't been the Lamb of God. I would not have been here had you not died on the cross in my place. I would have not have been here unless you had shed your blood so that I, the most undeserving, could be forgiven. Oh, let me encourage you today. Yeah, I want God to take us to the King, but I want God to take you to the Lamb. And I want you to examine your heart. Have you ever gone to the Lamb of God as a bankrupt sinner, knowing there's no way you could ever work your way into heaven, knowing that there's no way you could ever earn enough righteousness to enter into heaven? But so you realize that your only hope to be forgiven and to be cleansed from the sin that separated you from God was to take the sacrifice of the Lamb of God who died in your place. It is beyond my comprehension that God would love you and me enough that he would send his own son to come and suffer and die as a little harmless, beautiful, innocent Lamb of God. But you know, because Jesus is the Lamb of God, that means you and I can be forgiven. It means that we can be saved. It means that heaven can be our home. We can know eternal life. Certainly we need to repent of our sins and run to the cross and cry out to Jesus for mercy and for grace and forgiveness. However, as the story continued, God raised him from the dead. And when he raised him from the dead, he was no longer the lamb that was sacrificing, no. He had won the victory. He cried, "It is finished." And he was crowned by the Father as the king. You know, you remember over in Philippians it says that Jesus was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And how the Father has highly exalted Jesus and giving him the name that is above every name. I love that song about the name of Jesus. What a name. What a wonderful name. Highly exalted him and gave Jesus the name above every name. Listen, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hey, he who was the Lamb has been exalted by the Father to be the King. This is not original with me, but I love it. I want you to know the cross is vacated. The tomb is empty, but the throne is occupied. And Jesus is there as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So my prayer today is, Lord, take me to the Lamb. Take me to the Lamb. Let me just repent of my sins and experience the sweet forgiveness of knowing that God not only forgives me, but forgets about my past. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm sure glad I ain't going to have to give an account of my past. If any of y'all want to stand before God and give account of your past, raise your hand. You better not raise it. You don't want to do that. You know, because what Isaiah, when he had that encounter with God in the temple, holy, holy, holy is Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. But now because of the Lamb, we can go before the throne fully assured that we have the righteousness of Christ and that we have been forgiven. Now, the fact that Jesus is the Lamb and he is the only way to be saved. He's not a way. He's not one of the ways. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We don't line up the gods and pick the ones we want. Oh, no. Jesus said, I am the the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. But let me ask you, I feel like the Lord's telling me the way I need to kind of bring this together, and then let's have a time of praying for our mothers, is, you know, God wants us to take us, we need to be taken to the King. Because when you bow before the King, it is a bow of surrender. It is a bow of surrender. You can't fight on your knees. You can't run on your knees. All you do on your knees is, if you bow before a person, is giving them honor and power, but also power over your life, because you are almost in a helpless state before them. Listen, we need to go to the King, and we need to say to Jesus, Jesus, I want you to be my King. I want you to be my King. And as my King, I want you to rule my life. Folks, the hardest thing in this world is to give up the control of our life. Oh, I'm telling you, to give up the control of our life. You know, we have to feel like we can control everything. We have to feel like we can fix everything. We have to feel like we understand everything. No, we don't. What we need to do is to place our lives under the complete authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, who's ruling in your heart today? Is self ruling in your heart? Or is Jesus the King of your life? I'll tell you, there's a security when Jesus is your King that surpasses any other kind of security. Because if you know, the group sang at part of one of the songs, all to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. Oh, listen. Freedom is when Jesus is on the throne of your heart. Freedom is when Jesus Christ is Lord. Freedom is when Jesus is your King. Yes, he will speak to your heart, and you can follow him. But oh, listen, listen. The safest place and the most obedient place is when Jesus Christ is the King of your life, the Lord of your life. The Bible says he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Well, Roger, thank you today that the Voices of Mobile not only led us to the King, but they led us to the Lamb. And how we praise God for the Lamb of God. Forever we will say, seeing the nail prints in his hands, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for making me whole. Thank you, Jesus, for giving to me life so abundant, so full and free. Would you bow with me for a moment of prayer? Lord, my heart is moved. I just want to fall on my knees at the foot of the Lamb and say, oh, thank you for your precious blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, I'm so thankful that we can humble ourselves and bow before the Lamb of God and cry, worthy. But Lord, I thank you that then we can approach him not only as the Lamb, but as the King. And we can ask him, Jesus, take control of my life. I've run it long enough. I've messed it up. But now, Jesus, you can straighten it out. And I just pray that you would take absolute sovereign control of my life. My thoughts, my attitudes, my words, my actions, my deeds, may I all be led by you, Jesus. And I want to claim that verse today, Jesus, for us as you are King. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me say that again. He's the King. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to the Father through him. Oh God, may the Lamb be our Lamb. and the King be our King. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, I think it's appropriate on this Mother's Day to realize what a premium God put on a godly woman. Now, if your mother is still living, and of course, for many of us, our birth mother has passed, so she's no longer living, but we can honor her today. For some of you, your birth parents are living, and you can honor them today. But and they certainly are deserving of worthy and honor. In this day, when there have been over 50 million abortions, thank God for a mother who gave you life, who carried you for 9 months, knowing that you were a gift from God. Hallelujah, what a treasure. Thank you, Lord. But today, let me read this passage about a worthy woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a worthy wife? Listen, her price is far above rubies. Now, you've got to understand who's writing this. Proverbs. Who wrote Proverbs? Solomon. How many wives did he have? 600. Now, don't ask me to explain that. Don't even ask me. Somebody says they were not porcupines, but concubines. But he had 600. I'll settle for one, praise the name of Jesus. It says, who can find a virtuous wife or worthy woman? Her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of his life. And it goes on and says, and over there it says of her, she is his strength and honor are her clothing. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice at the time to come. Boy, think about how many times your mother has ever said this. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. My memory of my mother is she was my protector from my daddy. When I got sent home from school for blacking both eyes with pencil on, you do pencil on paper and then you put it under the eyes and on, I don't know what I was doing. I'm just crazy. But anyway, they sent me to the office and Principal Waller said, well, I'm going to have to send you home. Well, Lord, I got home early. Mother said, what are you doing at home? I said, well, I got suspended for blacking my eyes. And this. I said, I tell you what I'll do, Mom. I'll sit under the table. We had a table. And when Daddy comes in, you act like everything's just fine. I'll wash my face. And we don't have to tell him nothing. Well, she did, thank God. But anyway, it says here, strength and honor are clothing. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches well over the ways of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness, and her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works follow her in the gates. I want us to bow our heads and do something right now. If your birth mother is still alive, do everything you can to express your love to her today, whether it's a phone call, a visit. Even if you've been estranged from your mother, even if you've been estranged, why don't you write her a card? Said, my thoughts turn toward you at Mother's Day, and I want to thank God for you. You say, but Brother Fred, The Bible says, honor your father and mother. He does. But what if my mother was not honorable? It doesn't say honor your father and mother if they were honorable. Jesus, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long on the earth. You may be estranged from your father, mother, I pray not. But if so, take a moment to write her a card and tell her that you love her. You say, well, I don't have any feelings, Brother Fred. You ask God to give you back your feelings. Ask God to give them back to you. And you just drop her that card and say, I love you, and I'm praying for you. And the rest is in her hands. So, but if your mother is living, do all you can to contact her during this time and let her know how much you love her and thank God for her. And then God will bless you. If your mother's gone on to glory and she's now with Jesus in the presence of the Lord, then just thank God for what she meant to you, what she was on earth. Would you do that right now? Let your mind go back and think of all the good things, all the wonderful things, all the blessed things that came from your mother. Oh, my God. A worthy woman who can find her worth is far above rubies. Thank the Lord. So many of us are married to the mother of our children. The mother of our children. And as husbands, we need to treat them with dignity, with respect, with love, with kindness, with gentleness. We need to build them up and not tear them down. This is a really wonderful day to celebrate womanhood and how much God knew what he was doing when he gave us wives and mothers, and that God always can bless his way and his plan. So Lord, today, we just want you to know we honor our mother. And even our wife, the wife, the mother of our children, we honor them. We thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, for how they have laid down their lives so many times. And we give you the glory. Now, Lord, may we too, as mothers that are here with children, may we so live before them and love them that they will be drawn to Jesus through our lives and through our service. Lord, thank you so much for Voices of Mobile. Thank you for what they did for us today. And they turned our hearts toward the King and to the Lord, to the Lamb.